evening routine. Don't look up at the mirror. You know how that always goes. They look up at the mirror and it's right there behind them. Just stare down and turn the sink handle. Reach over for the towel. No, whatever you just felt is not there. Bring your hand back. You don't need to dry them anyway. You're going to bed. Keep your head down. Keep your hair over your face like a visor. Look at your feet when you turn around. Now pull open the door. Don't look ahead down the hall. Of course it'll be standing right there, watching you. Just keep looking down. Act like you're half awake. Maybe you can fool it. Turn left and go straight ahead. Don't look down the left or right halls as you reach your door. Don't even indulge it with your peripheral vision. Just get there. Go to your computer and turn off the screen. You know exactly where the switch is. Don't look at what's flashing on the screen. You know whatever is on there isn't what you left it on. Just kneel and hold the power button. It should only take about 5 seconds or so. Come on. Now turn and walk to your dresser just like before. No, don't look at its feet. Look at yours. Keep looking down and walking. Don't walk too slow, but don't walk too fast. Pull off your shirt. Don't take forever getting the thing off. Do it quickly. Same with your pants. Careful. Don't trip yourself. Open the door and just put them both in. Who cares if it's the one for the shirts? Don't look at what else is in there. Just close it. Some of the shirt got caught at the top. Open it again and shove it in. Close it. Okay. Now turn again. Look down. Don't stand too close to the bottom of the bed. Don't let it grab your ankles. Just get on the bed. Now move the pillows and lie on your side with your back to the wall. Keep your eyes closed. Ignore the freezing wall. Grip the covers from inside tightly in case it tries to pull them off. Keep your eyes shut. Don't listen to it. Keep your eyes shut. Go to sleep. The wrong room. You get back to your apartment after a long day's work. You want to get inside and rest. You're about to pull out your keys and unlock the door, but you notice it's open. Turning the doorknob and stepping inside, you notice something different. You stand in the doorway and try to figure it out. Then it hits you. This isn't your room. As you turn and leave, something catches your eye. There is a man hunched over a dish of flesh, eating it with his bare hands, tearing into it as a wild animal would with its prey. Red dripped down the side of his mouth, and the smell that emanated from it was sickening. You were paralyzed by the sight. Unconsciously, you start to cover your nose and mouth. This accidentally bumps your elbow against the doorway. You freeze. He stopped eating there. There was something wrong. Then he looked up and started searching for the source of the noise. His eyes scanned the room until they found you. Your legs start moving on their own, and they find yourself running away from that room and the horrors within it. The man silently stands up, locks the door, sits back down, and grabs another slice of pizza, and mutters quietly to himself,
"Crazy vegans."
Pumpkin guts. I pull the top of my next pumpkin off. This one was loaded with guts, oozing everywhere as I pulled them out and set them in the bin next to me. I got to work with my knife, carving through thick flesh, making design after design. A ghost, a scary face, and the word boo. Carving pumpkins is one of the reasons Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. I took the bin outside and scattered all the guts all over my yard for extra effect. A boy walked up to the yard with his mom. He smiled as he saw the decorations, brains, blood, all through the yard, and instead of pumpkins, they used fake human heads. Awesome, he thought to himself as he ran up and rang the doorbell. Poor Dolly. The little girl was crawling around looking for her doll. A passerby managed to spot it underneath a bench. Thank you, the little girl said. I'll have to punish this one for trying to get away. As the little girl walks away, the doll rows its hand to the passerby, as if it was really trying to get away.